Congressman Caleb Collier said.
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Hello, today on Church and State, Caleb and I interview General Flynn. Hello, Christian patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. With me, far away, through the magic of the interwebs, Caleb Collier.
Yeah, you did a pretty good job on that. Yeah. I will have the audience note that Gabe is currently wearing a pantsuit. He looks fabulous in it.
Thank you. It's actually a singlet. Yeah, I'm wearing a wrestling singlet.
I'm out here in beautiful Florida. I'm out in Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg, Clearwater area, working out for TPUSA Faith. But hey, I wanted to make sure that I joined you for this really important interview, Gabe.
Yes, thank you so much. And we miss you. It's never the same without you. But thank you for your work, you and your buddy Boomer. I think he's on camera. Well, he's not on the actual camera, but he's there. You guys are hitting all the churches with your propaganda because you're propagandists. But that's not a bad word. That's a good thing. We're getting ready for the next COVID. Have you got any good results? Have you actually met any pastors that are getting ready for the next COVID or the next lockdown or the next being told what to do by poopy pants Joe Biden?
You know, one of the things that I love about traveling, especially to the South, Gabe, is you remember the old expression that came out of the Civil War that the South should rise or will rise again. Mm-hmm. It's happening right now. My partner and I were talking about that. Like every single Southern state you can look at, whether it's the issue of abortion, passing legislation that protects our Second Amendment rights, you know, it's all the South. I mean, Tennessee just passed a bill where teachers can be armed now. Right. All these states are passing where they're actually abolishing abortion outright, you know, regardless of if it's incest or rape or a medical emergency, like they like to call it. So, it's always positive for me to come to the Southern states. We have had a lot of success with churches. A lot of the pastors that we go and talk to, they see the dangers. They see the risks that are associated with the Biden administration and this, you know, critical race theory and this right. advancement of socialism. And so they're in the fight. They're ready to get down to business. And they recognize that TPUSA Faith is probably one of the best organizations out there for getting the material, the knowledge, and really just kind of motivating people and getting them active. So it's been a great trip for me so far.
I love it. Does anybody call Charlie Kirk Captain Kirk? Do they ever do that? Or is that kind of like a boomer thing to do?
That's pretty boomer. Yeah. I probably won't bring it up to him.
I want to call him C. Kirk and, you know, make it more today and call him, you know, or maybe like instead of Captain Crunch, you know, Captain Punch. I don't know. This is going nowhere. I'm going to stop right now. Hey, I wanted to say we're going to talk with the general here in a minute. Chris, could you pull that clip I emailed you where Caleb was on Clay Clark's show with the general. I emailed you a clip. I want to play that for our audience because it was really awesome what the general said. You guys will be able to hear his interview here in a minute. before we go there, our website, want to talk about it, churchandstate.media. Caleb, who do we talk about? I'm going to let you pick. What sponsor?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I just want to encourage our audience once again to download these shows. I mean, we got General Flynn on here. You're going to want to share it, right? Because the general has a lot to say about the current environment that we find ourselves in. As far as affiliates go, Gabe, we're bringing on a new one that I'm really excited about. But I will say this. I've been down in Florida. I had some gator down here, dude. Alligator. Ooh. You got to eat alligator if you're ever down.
What's it taste like?
But if you can't find it, it's not fishy at all. A lot of people suspect that it have a kind of a fishy flavor right. to it. No, man, it's a very clean white meat and it's delicious. But if you can't find gator, find some beef. And the best way to find that beef is at Grid Down Chow Down. So freeze dried beef, 10 to 15 year shelf life. It's super affordable. And all you got to do is add water to it. You take it out of the freezer, boom, throw some water on it. Or take it out of storage. You don't even have to freeze this stuff. And just go. You make hamburgers, lasagna, tacos, whatever you want. Best stuff out there. I truly believe in this. And the owners
still got the blood in it.
Christian men. Yeah, Absolutely.
Yeah, Nace and Jordan, the owners, the Beard Brothers. We got one of these days we're going to have them on the show again, or either we're going to go there to their house, show up, and we're going to cook some hamburgers made out of this stuff. So, like I always say, get the big package, $750, get you the biggest, you know, the best deal per pound, per square foot, per indigenous persons. So I don't know what that means. So,
neither do I.
We're about ready to interview the general. So
when that
we got this clip. Is it a little bit? You got to stretch it out. It's been compressed. It's all jacked up. Well,
so I will say this for the audience. You know, we try to do this with me being out here in Florida. Unfortunately, there was an issue with General Flynn. Sorry, my camera's falling down. There's an issue with me being on at the same time as General Flynn, so the audio didn't work for me. So I just ended up cutting out, and Gabe and General Flynn were able to talk. But I'm sure you did a fantastic job there.
And he had a lot of good stuff to say. He actually talked about the very issue of church and state, the weaponization. So what we'll do is actually, can we play that clip, even if it's just audio? If it's not looking great, it's, to me, not going to kill us.
That means that there's a great uncertainty, and that war, big war, is probably on the horizon. We're already in a war right now. We're in a World War III right now. And
you're not going to hear the audio, Caleb.
And I just say something about what Caleb talked about just briefly, and because I want people to understand.
He's talking about you from the interview.
We are going to experience here this divide. I mean, we're going to see a wedge, a huge, huge wedge. By narrative, it's like being assassinated by narrative. But we're going to see this big wedge driving between church and state. We're going to hear this more and more as we go forward. And when we do that, and that's just all this transgender stuff, what Caleb said about 158 days. I mean, we're going to hear this more and more because the left wants to drive those of us that have a strong faith in Christ. They're going to want to drive us off the edge if we're not already pushed off, and completely eliminate that side of the discourse in this country. Trust me, this is one of the tectonic shifts. It's going to be an economic shift. We're going to see a health shift, and we're going to see a big shift, and it's going to be a push of this religiosity that this country was founded upon, more towards this secularism and this secular state of transgenderism.
Yeah.
You know, believe me, that's what we are about to go through in just the next few months.
Okay, go ahead and mute there. So, Caleb, I'll just recap because you weren't able to hear that. The general highlighted, you brought up on the show that there was over 150 days worth of propaganda celebration for the LGBTQ, for the, you know, feminist regime, all of that. The holiday system now completely just deifies all of these days. And then he brought up, you're going to see, this is his words, a complete narrative, a weaponization of church versus state. And he said it's going to be ramping up really fast. He said, those of you who are going to hear the interview, pay attention here in a second. I'll let you know, because we like you said, Caleb, we've already done it. He talked, Caleb, about how almost like the name of this show is prophetic, and that this right now is going to become the key issue. They are going full bore on dividing the nation, and they're going to go this route. We saw Venezuela being torn apart, but that was over finances. It was over haves and haves not, the has and has nots. They're going to tear us apart at the seams over this subject of church and state. So it's going to be eye-opening, and the general's giving us a very big warning. So I don't think it was an accident we gave this church and state name years ago. The Lord led us into that.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely true. And even our symbol, right? The American flag with the cross in it. But what I was talking about with General Flynn, I was on with Clay Clark. Gabe, you were in Tennessee and weren't able to join us. But yeah, there's 158 days that we celebrate homosexuality or the LGBTQ, whatever alphabet, you know, agenda here. And so we've got, you know, everybody's familiar with June and being Pride Month, but now they've also taken over October and November as well. And so we've got LGBTQ History Month, and we've got Trans Visibility Month as well. And they just keep coming out with more and more.
And of course, Biden creating Easter as the Trans Visibility Day. What? And Why Easter?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I mean, that was clearly an attack on Christianity. And so I agree with General Flynn on this issue. I think if anybody doesn't see the current ramp up of attacks on our Christian faith, then they're completely blind. You know, you've got these attacks on God's chosen people, the nation of Israel. And you see all these, you know, Palestinian, pro-Palestinian protests, and people are camping out outside of universities and government agencies.
Right.
And then you're seeing this dedicated attack against our Christian faith and our Christian morals. So, yeah, it's only a matter of time before the full force, the full weight of the government is turned upon your Christian Americans.
Right.
And we're going to have to make a decision. Ultimately, are we going to follow man, or are we going to follow God? Are we going to just seek peace for the sake of peace?
Right.
Or are we going to actually stand up and do something and make sure that our Christian brothers and sisters don't end up in the boxcars on their way to, you know, take that shower that Hitler claimed it was?
Yeah.
Going live right here, we have General Flynn with us, America's general, 33 years of service for the United States military and the chairman of America's future. He's going to be here in Spokane, Washington. We have him live. He's right now, it appears as if he is in an RV. It's not a boat. He's not crossing the Potomac. He's actually somewhere in I can't, you know, for sure give a disclosed location, but General Flynn, can you hear us?
And I know Caleb is trying to get in. Look, guys, I am on the western side of Washington State. We have done 12 cities on our 35-city nationwide tour to show this movie, FlynnMovie.com. They can go to, the name of the film is Flynn, Deliver the Truth, whatever the cost. We're heading up to Bow, Washington. We have an audience up there, about close to 500 people. I'll be in Spokane tomorrow night, and can't wait to get there. And we actually have a couple of events in Spokane. We'll be showing the film tomorrow night. We'll be showing the film in Spokane. And then the next night, my nonprofit, which does a huge project for defending and protecting children, we have been invited up to Spokane to speak to what we call Get in the Fight. We're trying to get people from across the country to get into the fight against this scourge of child trafficking that's going on in our country, that's really destroying the future of our children. And anyway, so we got a couple of things going on. I'm on the road. If it does look like I'm in a boat on the high seas, it's because I'm in an RV on the federal highways. And our federal highways, they need repair. But we're traveling across the country by ground. And I have a team of people that are with me. And it's been amazing running into patriots across the country. Everybody's in the same boat, so to speak. That we're all concerned about what's happening to our country. It is undeniable what is going on. And Flynn, Deliver the Truth, whatever the cost, people. I can get it streaming now at Apple iTunes and Salem and Google Play, so people can buy it there for $4.99. It's an amazing story of survival, and it walks through my persecution of my family and my persecution of what I went through, in the last few years, and I still go through to a degree. And what I do, though, is I tell that story through the lens of my story, my persecution, to describe what America is going through right now. And for you guys, for you, Gabe, and Chris, and Caleb, I know Caleb's still trying to dial in. You know, you guys have this show called Church and State, and I really want people to understand that we are going to be, you know, the left, the socialist left in our country, are going to try to continue to divide this nation, and they're going to tell us that there's no connection between church and state. And those are people that have never read our Constitution, never read the Declaration of Independence, never read the Bill of Rights. And one of the things, and I always talk about this, particularly on this show, which really does matter because of the title that you guys have chosen to call your show, Church and State, you know, that in the very First Amendment, the first of the great Bill of Rights that we have, in that First Amendment, there are five parts. Most people don't know this. You say, what's in the First Amendment? People go, it's the freedom to speak. Yeah. What else is in there? There's five parts. And the very first part that the founders pastors argued about was it had nothing to do with speaking freely. It had everything to do with practicing your faith. And so the founders, people can read up on this in the Federalist Papers, the various Federalist Papers. They can go study the history. They can look at some of the diaries of the men that signed the Constitution, that created the Bill of Rights. And all of them, to a person, to a man, talked about how they were connected by God, by their faith, to draw up this wonderful document called the United States Constitution and this thing called the Bill of Rights, and then to sign the Declaration of Independence. They literally were holding themselves accountable to the future of this country. And so, and in the Declaration, the word creator is used four times, but I'm going to leave it to the audience to figure out. It's actually it's the idea of faith is documented in the Declaration of Independence five times. And I want people to go in and dig in and try to quiz themselves on where's the fifth part of the use of this idea of faith, okay, the strength of faith. So there is no separation of church and state. The left, the socialist left, the godless, communists who have no, you know, they do have a heart. It's a heart that's dark and it's soulless. So I want people to understand that there is going to be an attack on this, on the idea of church and state, and that they're going to tell us they're separate, and they're not. They are definitely not. This country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles and values. We should be fearless about that. It doesn't mean that you don't fear something, but we should be fearless about who we are as Americans. And anyways, this film is about that. This film is about the idea of faith, family, freedom, corruption, survival, and hope. You know, it really finishes with the idea of hope. So we'll see you guys in Spokane. Can't wait to get there. We're going to stay an extra night. Me and Bill Cutler are going to stay an extra night for the America's Future. Maybe people can go to americasfuture.net and join us for Get in the Fight campaign that we have going nationwide. Washington State is the fifth state that we have been in. But we're blessed to be able to come to Washington State. Up to Spokane. Our team is based out of Florida, so this is a big journey for us. And I like to tell people, and I'll tell the 500 or so people that are going to join us tonight with the film and love, that I come out to this part of the country because I want people to understand we're not giving up. We're not going to give up on these states. I know these states ain't calling blue or whatever. You know, that's okay. You know, we can withstand a lot as Americans. We've had a journey of 250 years almost of sacrifice, so we're going to sacrifice a little bit longer and fight back. And the way we fight back is lawfully, peacefully, and constitutionally. We get involved in our communities. That's what my whole message is. That's what the message of our Get in the Fight campaign to stop the scourge of child trafficking and slavery of children, sex abuse of children. It's disgusting. Have great support from your law enforcement professionals in the Spokane area, from your attorneys and the attorneys general, because this is an issue that is an unbiased issue, right? I mean, when we talk about the future, our children, we have to do that. My movie, to touch on the movie is an unbiased set of issues that I talk about. I don't talk about Republicans and Democrats. I talk about corruption in our government, and it affects everybody, and particularly it affects the minorities. And we raise these issues in this movie. It's a very powerful, powerful movie. It's an intimate look into not only my family, who many Americans will be introduced to, but an intimate look into the deep levels of corruption in our government. When they say, they know where the bodies are buried. Yeah, that's very true. That's a metaphor for the things that I understand, and I know where to look and what things to collect. And that's why they had to get rid of me so quickly, which they did. They undermined, you know, not only myself as a national security advisor, but they undermined the presidency of the United States of America. And I don't want my last question, shut up, to turn it back to you guys. People come up to me and they tell me they're so sorry for what happened to me. I don't feel sorry for myself. What I feel sorry for is our country right now. And I'm not going to let our country feel sorry for itself. And I want people to understand that. We have to stop feeling sorry for ourselves. We have to stand up, tighten up the bootstraps, tighten up the belt buckles, and get involved in our local community. So let me stop there.
Talk about the presidency? You hit on that briefly, like exactly what you said is you were appointed by our commander in chief, who I still believe to be the commander in chief in my heart, Donald J. Trump. You also are right now, I believe, and you answer this question yourself, you're pushing just like Clay Clark is pushing. This is like the final push in 2024. We're simply months away from November 5th election, which is crazy. It's my birthday on November 5th, and I'm already praying to the Lord. Lord Jesus, on my birthday, I want to see a fair and clean election. And Donald J. Trump said that this day, election day, will be Christian Transparency or Awareness Day. You know how we had on Easter, the left was trying to say, hey,
gender visibility day.
I sincerely believe that has to happen. We have to be visible at the polls. Only roughly about 38% of Christians come out to the vote. And when I say Christian, I also mean Catholic as well. The evangelical Judeo-Christian, 38%, that's abysmal. So like right now, I see what your team and you are doing. You're sacrificing, you're laying down your life, going to 50 plus states. I see Clay Clark pouring out every single penny he has at his disposal, including being sued. I also see Donald J. Trump in his later years not giving up. So to us as the American people, we want to walk in that same vein, would you not say?
Yeah, I mean, I want people to understand that, you know, there's probably like 30 million, I'm lowballing that a little bit, 30 million Christians that don't, for some reason, they don't vote. And I will tell you that, you know, and I say this in the movie, so I'll give you a little bit of insight to things we talk about in the movie. I grew up as a Democrat, and I grew up as a Kennedy Democrat. I'm 65 years old, so I'm in a generation that's you know, the next generation past you guys, right? But I'm fighting for you. I'm fighting for the generations that I can still see, my children, my grandchildren, you young men, and your children, right, your families, and many of the families out there. This is not about Democrats and Republicans. So Trump really recently, you know, has really found, I think he's found his faith. And I will tell you that during my persecution, I was always a faith-based guy, but you know, it was a very intimate thing for my wife and I particularly, but boy, talk about renewing your strength when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. You say that you fear no evil, right? For thou art with me. And I'm going to tell you, I learned that in spades, and now America is going through that. And I think that Christians need to understand, and I don't know how any Christian, any Catholic, you know, Catholics are a big, big vote in this country. In fact, the biggest voting bloc in the United States of America are Catholics. And I don't know how a Catholic can vote for anything, any of these policies on the left. I mean, when I say the left, these are not Democrats. I went into the White House as a Democrat. So I'm telling you a little bit of insight into this movement because I want people to understand that I don't care about, you know, politics as they are defined. I care about this country as we are, you know, as a nation under God, right? I mean, this is something that is so near and dear to all of us. And if we want to still have all this beauty and all this ability to be able to be innovative, to be creative, to be, you know, free.
Yeah, the Democrat Party is gone. And I want people who are registered Democrats, right, who are Christians. That party is gone. It's sad. I mean, I was part of it. In fact, I went into the White House with Donald Trump as a Democrat, but as a Catholic, right? And as a Catholic, but I never, you know, and I was a pro-life Democrat, right? My mother was the head of the pro-life, you know, committee for a long time. You know, I marched in 1974. I marched as a child with my mother in the very first Right to Life march in Washington, D.C. It was freezing cold. I'll never forget
As a Democrat.
It. And as a Democrat.
That's powerful.
And so, because you have to care about things that matter, right? And life matters. So that's just one issue. Well, the socialist movement in this country, they want to tell you, this is what you are going to do. This is how you are going to act. This is what socialism does. It takes over the government, and then the government takes over your life. So I want Christians, and I want especially Catholics, to really reflect on what matters most in their lives and get over the orange man bad syndrome, right? I mean, 60% of something is better than 0% of nothing.
Right.
And I want people to really understand that our country and our future and our democracy and our constitutional republic, because, you know, the left will say, you know, we're a danger to democracy. Well, we're not a
Democratic nation.
Right, we're a constitutional republic. We're a constitutional republic, meaning the citizens do have still the responsibility to run this country. That's what the Declaration of Independence is all about. And back to the title of your show, if you are a Christian and you still practice, you know, and you're looking at this country and going, man, we got all kinds of problems. Yeah, we have problems because there is a socialist takeover of our system of government, of the institutions of government. I actually talk about this in the movie. In the movie, you go to flynnmovie.com, and it's not to sell a movie, it's to send a message. That's what this movie is about, and I felt very compelled, inspired, to make sure that it was out now as we head into the most consequential and historical period in United States history, which will end on your birthday, 5 November. And as Trump said, if that is Christian Visibility Day, like the left had Transgender Visibility Day on one of the holiest days of the year, you know, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, man, you know, that's what they did to us, right? This is a very small group of people that we have to be conscious of and careful of, because right now they hold the levers of power. So anyway, guys, listen, I got a split. I look forward to seeing you all in Spokane. Thanks for getting this message out. People can get tickets for the movie at flynnmovie.com. You can go right to the Spokane event and also go to americasfuture.net. We'll be there the very next night, americasfuture.net, I think 2 nights from now, and they can join us for Get in the Fight campaign to help us out, stop the scourge of child trafficking. We'll be teaching people up there. We'll be introducing them to their law enforcement professionals and giving people an idea of just how challenging this is, but how they can get involved, how local action equals a national impact. Time to stand up, step up, and speak up for our country and for our children and for our future. So God bless you guys.
God bless you, General Flynn. Thank you so much. Tell your team thank you. Tell Boone we're looking forward to seeing him. Also, hey, I just want to repeat back to you two of my favorite quotes that you've left me with. I wrote them down under the bill of my hat so that I can see them all the time. Mission over ego. And I also wrote down, Satan loves tomorrow. Satan will always encourage us to do it tomorrow, but we're going to do it today. So I just thank you, General. Thank you so much for being with us. We're going to fight for today, for America's future, and we'll see you in Spokane here in about, I'm guessing, about 24 hours.
Exactly. God bless. We'll talk to you guys then. See ya.
Thank you, General.
Well, what we're going to do now, we're going to show the trailer for General Flynn's movie. Those of you, he says you can right now, you can watch the movie yourself, go to Apple iTunes, purchase the movie. I believe he said it's $5. Very simple purchase. This is the trailer. Go ahead, Chris.
President's former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, pleaded guilty today to lying to the FBI.
Flynn knew exactly how the system worked. He knew exactly what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding. They had to get rid of Flynn.
There was a moment where I just felt like I was drowning. So I'm in there with these other political appointees. They're all supposed to go in there and tell what they believe to be the truth. What they did was they took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
President Obama said, but I do have one specific recommendation. Stay away from Michael Flynn. He's bad news.
Over time, instead of being pounded down below the surface of the ocean, we started to fight. I'm now above the surface.
Mm-hmm. by far, this is going to be very interesting because we've all heard that General Flynn knows the location of where the bodies are buried, so to speak, about the United States government, but we've never, ever got to go up close and see his exact story. We don't know it. This is the first time that that's ever going to be released, and it's very telling that it's happening at the crux of November 5th. He brought up the fact, I told him that November 5th is my birthday, it's election day. He's believing that that we are going to see Christians come out in numbers because we got to do something. So Caleb, we're going to head out. We've probably got close to around 27 minutes of material. And I thank you so much for everything you're doing. Tell my guy Boomer to treat you to a nice, good, frilly, non-alcoholic drink with a little umbrella in it. You guys continue to beat the streets and show pastors that we can be bold and unified.
It's always a pleasure to be a part of Church and State, even if it is remotely. And so I'll go ahead and exit us out, Gabe. Church and State is brought to you in part by Patriot Church.
I'm Pastor Gabe, and a calm does not suit me.
I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself or maybe even a doctor for your family or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsignups.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsignups.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pm.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted a good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code CHURCHANDSTEAK. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14, 2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.